and detonated at an altitude of roughly 1,900 feet. At ground zero, directly beneath the airburst, the temperature reached perhaps 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Everyone on the bridge was incinerated, and hundreds of fires were ignited. The blast wave flattened buildings, a firestorm engulfed the city, and a mushroom cloud rose almost 10 miles into the sky. From the plane, Hiroshima looked like a roiling, bubbling sea of black smoke and fire. A small amount of fissile material was responsible for the devastation. 98.62% of the uranium in Little Boy was blown apart before it could become supercritical. Only 1.38% actually fissioned, and most of that uranium was transformed into dozens of lighter elements. About 80,000 people were killed in Hiroshima, and more than two-thirds of the buildings were destroyed because 0.7 grams of uranium-235 were turned into pure energy. A dollar bill weighs more than that. The Trinity test had been kept secret, the bright flash in the desert dismissed by the War Department as an explosion at an ammunition dump. But the need for secrecy had passed, and publicity about the new weapon would send a clear message about America's military strength not only to Japan, but also to the Soviet Union. On August 6th, President Truman announced that an atomic bomb, harnessing the basic power of the universe, had just destroyed Hiroshima. "We are now prepared to obliterate more rapidly and completely every productive enterprise the Japanese have above ground in any city," Truman warned. "If they do not now accept our terms, they may expect a rain of ruin from the air, the like of which has never been seen on this earth." But the Japanese government still would not agree to an unconditional surrender, insisting that the emperor be allowed to remain on his throne. The day after Hiroshima's destruction, the governor of the local prefecture encouraged survivors to find an aroused fighting spirit to exterminate the devilish Americans. Meanwhile, another atomic bomb, nicknamed Fat Man, was being assembled at a special building on Tinian. The floor of the building had been coated with rubber and lined with copper wire to minimize the chance that static electricity would cause a spark. The bomb was a Mark III implosion device, and putting it together presented more of a challenge than the assembly of Little Boy. Captain Parsons compared the effort to rebuilding an airplane in the field. Fat Man was scheduled for delivery on August 11th, with the city of Kokura as its target. The prospect of bad weather moved the date forward to the 9th. At around midnight the night before the bomb was to be loaded onto a silverplate B-29, a technician named Bernard J. O'Keefe noticed something wrong with the master firing cable that was supposed to connect the Archies to the X-Unit. The cable and the X-Unit both had female plugs. Somehow, the cable had been installed backward. It would take a couple of days to disassemble the layers of spheres and explosives, remove the cable, and reinstall it properly. "I felt a chill and started to sweat in the air-conditioned room," O'Keefe recalled. He decided to improvise. With help from another technician, he broke one major safety rule after another, propping the door open to bring in extension cords and using a soldering iron to attach the right plugs. It was risky to melt solder in a room with 5,000 pounds of explosives. The two men fixed the cable, connected the plugs, and didn't tell anyone what they'd done. The attempt to drop Fat Man on Kokura, the site of Japan's largest arsenal, did not go smoothly. After the bomb was loaded onto a B-29 called Boxcar, one of the plane's fuel pumps malfunctioned before takeoff. Major Charles W. Sweeney, the 25-year-old pilot commanding his first combat mission, decided to proceed with 600 gallons of fuel inaccessible in a reserve tank. 4 hours after leaving Tinian, flashing red lights on the flight test box suddenly indicated that the bomb's fuses had been activated. The red lights could mean the weapon was fully armed and ready to explode. Sweeney considered jettisoning the bomb over the ocean, but let Philip Barnes, the assistant weaponeer, tinker with the flight test box. Barnes quickly checked the blueprints, looked inside the box, and found that a couple of rotary switches had been set in the wrong position. The bomb wasn't armed, and the crew was relieved to hear it. Poor weather dogged the flight, with dark clouds and heavy turbulence. Boxcar circled for 40 minutes at a rendezvous point over Japan, wasting fuel, waiting for another American plane that never arrived. Sweeney opened the bomb bay doors over Kokura, but the city was shrouded in smoke and haze. He had strict orders to drop the bomb visually, not by radar. Boxcar spent almost an hour over Kokura, made 3 unsuccessful bombing runs, and drew anti-aircraft fire. The city was spared by the poor visibility. Sweeney had enough fuel for 1 run at the secondary target, Nagasaki. He dropped the bomb there, worried that the plane might have to be ditched in the ocean, and barely made it to the American airbase at Okinawa. Fat Man missed its aiming point by more than a mile. Instead of detonating above the Central Commercial District, the bomb went off above an industrial area on the western outskirts of Nagasaki. About 1/5 of the plutonium fissioned, and the force of the explosion was equal to about 21,000 tons of TNT, 21 kilotons. The bomb proved more powerful and efficient than the gun-type device used at Hiroshima, which had an explosive force of between 12 and 18 kilotons. But the damage was less severe in Nagasaki. A series of hills protected much of the city from the blast wave, and a firestorm never erupted, despite winds that reached more than 600 miles an hour. About 40,000 people were killed in Nagasaki, at least twice that number were injured, and more than 1/3 of the homes were destroyed. Ground Zero was approximately 500 feet south of the Mitsubishi Steelworks. According to one report, the plant was left bent and twisted like jelly. The bomb also leveled the nearby Mitsubishi Arms factory, where the torpedoes fired at Pearl Harbor were made. Most of the casualties in Hiroshima and Nagasaki resembled those caused by incendiaries and conventional bombs. About half of the victims burned to death, and about 1/3 were killed by debris. But 2 new types of casualty appeared. Flash burns were caused by the extraordinarily hot, though brief, detonation of the atomic bombs. Traveling in straight lines at the speed of light, the thermal radiation